Good morning. Okay, after Rocky Asha, everybody's still jumping. It's very nice to see this jumping. If you see the old movies of ISKCON, everybody was jumping. And now sometimes you don't see that so much. Serious or something, I don't know. You care about it. But jumping is, that's what Chaitanya's mood, that's what the Lord was doing, dancing in ecstasy. Prabhupada first got that Swami step, you know, everybody did that. He said one time there was one Indian, was a lady, sadhu or something, but in the kirtan, the Prabhupada started jumping like crazy. And the devotee called all the temples, Prabhupada is jumping, Prabhupada is jumping. Everybody started to jump. So today is the Gopashtami, and it's a disappearance of Gadadhar Das Goswami. And she's Dhananjaya Pandit. And Srinivas Acharya. The great souls. Gopashtami is a special day. Radharani is for some reason dressed up like a cowherd boy. And she carried a calf, you know, so people couldn't recognize that she wasn't a boy. And in Braj is the day they show the feet of Radharani, because she's dressed as a cowherd boy. Of course, always the gopas, the gopis, very important. Krishna's cowherd boy. So we'll move ahead a little bit to Dhananjaya Pandit. There's not so much said about him. He was very, very renowned. So all characteristics of a great personality. He traveled widely, carried only a water pot. And he established Devi, the Gornitai, Gopinath, and Damodar. In Brajali, he was Vasudama. Yeah, one of Balaram's main friends. One of Balaram's 12 friends. Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is another one. Gadadhar Das Goswami. It's not Gadadhar Pandit, the Panchatava. But he is also very special. He's also one of Balaram's Gopal friends. So the intimate associate of Lord Nityananda. He says he's the united form of Chandrakanti Gopi, which is an expansion of Radharani's effulgence. And Purnananda, one of Balaram's girlfriends.
Balaram's girlfriend?
Yeah. So, he was an associate then of Vishyananda and Rishikana. One time he was traveling with Lord Vishyananda and he became absorbed in Madhurya Lila. And he started talking just like a gopi in Vrindavan. He put a pot of chunga water on his head like a gopi carrying yogurt. And started trying to sell the yogurt. So he preached very widely, delivered many, many people. Famous Leela was, he was supposed to go like Nishananda order everyone go door to door and ask everyone to chant Hare Krishna. So there was one Muslim. And every day he would ask him to chant Hare Krishna. And every day he said, get out of here. I don't want him. We've all experienced that. Anyone who was selling books yesterday may have experienced that. But every day he asked him, please chant Hare Krishna. That was Nishananda's mood. He just asked, he didn't want any donation, he can just say Hare Krishna.
So he became a group of
I'm not asking for anything more, just chant the holy name. So one day this Muslim got so tired of it, he said, just go away, I'll chant Hare Krishna tomorrow. Like sometimes people tell you, we'll come back tomorrow. I'll give you a donation tomorrow. But then when we come back, they're not there and they've gone to London. So when Gadadhar heard this, he just started dancing in ecstasy. And the Muslim was saying, why? I told you I wouldn't chant and I would chant tomorrow. So, but you already said Hare Krishna. So the guy was bewildered. So that's the devotee's determination. Keep trying. And then, you know, the more we approach people, many people reject, they refuse, they don't want a book. But eventually they do because they get purified by association with the Lord. So for any reason, someone will chant the holy name. Often devotees say they have trouble controlling their mind. Arjuna said that. And Krishna said, yeah, this is very difficult, but by the right technique you can do it. And Prabhupada said, if you're thinking of how to spread the holy name, then that's controlling the mind. You have to use it properly. Say you have a bullock. So if you train that bullock and he's plowing the field and pulling your cart, then you're controlling him. If you just put him in a room where he can't move, you know, that's not controlling. So if we just don't do anything, we don't think anything, that's not controlling the mind. Still make you crazy. Utilize. For thinking how to spread the holy name, how to make more festivals, should they spread the holy name, how to distribute books, because they're full of the holy name. Then there's Srinivasacharya. Now Srinivasacharya, of course, is very, very prominent. Thousands of great pure devotees, but Srinivas is outstanding. Even before his birth, his father had happened to be present at the time when Chaitanya took sannyas. He was old, and he was watching this intense, you know, thing. Everybody was crying, telling the barber, "Don't cut his hair! Don't do it! Don't do it! Don't do it!" Lord Chaitanya's hair is very beautiful. In the picture they have there at Katra, the place, the hair is very long. Very long hair. The barber was crying and he didn't want to do it. Lord Chaitanya said, "Do your duty." And everybody was crying and crying. His father, he was beating his head on the stones. And he was going, "Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya." And then he went home and he just constantly chanted Chaitanya. They named him Chaitanya Das. And even though he was very old, he got some inspiration, he should have a child. And he couldn't understand if this is good or not, but I think Lord Chaitanya came and told him yes. So they produced a child, Srinivasa. And he was exceptional in every way, so beautiful, everybody was amazed. And he and his father just talked about what he had. And he never had any interest in family life or anything. So I don't know all the details in between, but he ended up in Vrindavan. He was studying Jiva Goswami. Because in his youth, he very quickly mastered all everything, Sanskrit and all scriptures and everything. Nobody could believe. They thought he must be a demigod or something. So he was studying Jiva Goswami. before Narottam came. They had heard about Narottam and they were waiting for him to come. And when they met, they were like practically the same. They were both so outstanding, beautiful, and learned, and well, everything. So they had their, you know, amazing intimate relationships there in Vrindavan and studying with Jiva Goswami. They were top, you know, so popular with everyone. Then Jiva asked them to take the Goswami literatures to Bengal. So they packed up all the books and loaded the bullock carts. And the people of Vrindavan were, they didn't want them to leave. It was like when Ramachandra was leaving Ayodhya. And when Yudhishthira left Hastinapur, people just crying and crying, they couldn't imagine living without them. But they chose an auspicious day and time and they left. So they were traveling along, they had many guards, you know, it was a valuable cargo. But one night, somehow, everyone fell asleep, including the guards. And the king in that area, he was a thief. He had decoys that would steal from the travelers. And he'd been told that these people had a really valuable
car.
So they stole it. And they woke up in the morning and they saw that all the books of the Goswami were gone. This wasn't like you have a printing press and you have, you know, 50,000 copies. So that was a huge trauma and panic for everybody. What
happened?
So Srinivas was more or less the leader of the group. And he said that he told Narottam and Shamananda, you go ahead and I'll find the book. So somehow he got information about this king, you know, being a thief and everything. The king, meanwhile, opened up the box and saw these books. And then he got really worried. But he'd done something really wrong. So Srinivas found that king and he was at the palace. And the king had some guru there, he was giving Bhagavatam. And Srinivas was listening and he didn't like it. He didn't like it. And he said it's all wrong, the way he was explaining it. Of course, this pundit, he said, all right, you speak. Let's see, you explain. So Srinivas gave the Bhagavatam class.
Because you're not saying Prabhupada Shanti.
You know, according to the Goswami's
Goswami,
and everybody was in ecstasy. I think this pundit crawled out, he didn't like it.
So he went
but the king loved it. So the king asked Srinivas to stay there and be the Raj Guru. So he stayed. And he wrote a letter somehow, you know, to Srinivas and Narottam to tell him I found the books. In those days, you know, they weren't in such a hurry for communication like this.
So, you
have to write a letter, then you have to get a messenger to run or walk or whatever they do.
So, it'll
be a long time between letters.
So,
not like now, if you don't answer your email within 5 minutes, people panic, you know. You never answer my letter, what's wrong? They were more patient. So meanwhile, he was, you know, every day giving the Bhagavatam discourse in the palace. The king, the wife of the king, and became his disciples. He married one daughter of the king, I think. Who also was his disciple. And he later he moved out to another place in Bengal. Called Yajipur. So he and Narottam would mostly communicate by letters. Both of them were great preachers and making thousands of disciples. Srinivas, his main preaching was his Bhagavatam discourses. Narottam was mostly by his bhajan. But they both, he could also, of course, preach very nicely. Srinivas also did by him. So he is especially known as to us, he wrote the Goswami Astika. So he wrote that in separation from the Goswamis. Describing all their qualities and activities. The very beautiful poetry. Very easy to chant. But giving all the, you know, from the top to the bottom, that they're injecting the nectar of Radha Govinda's pastimes into this. They're expert at distributing that, and they're always engaged in singing and dancing. And, like that verse, they scrutinize and we study on the
basis
in order to establish bhakti. So we see in the writings of the Goswami, they could extract from anywhere in any way is the real point, the essence.
So, हम देख सकते हैं कि ग्रंथों में कि ग्रंथों में जो भी थे कहीं से भी ग्रहण कर भी शास्त्रों से कहीं से भी उसका निचोड़ निकाल के उसका सार प्रस्तुत कर पाते हैं.
And of course, Srinivas, he also did that.
So, Srinivas also did that.
So they, and he had one disciple, Ramachandra Kavira.
Okay, Srinivas also did that.
He was a great poet and a great devotee.
Mahakavira was also great.
And he became the best friend of Narottanda.
Narottanda Thakur ke sabse ghanishth mitra bane.
In fact, they would preach together and they would each initiate.
To dono prachar karte the dono isha the.
So in that song, you know, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, that he says, you know, Daya Kora Shri Acharya Srinivas.
Ramachandra
Sangamagi. Ramachandra Sangamagi. Don't take away Ramachandra.
So this is how Prasanna Ramachandra Sangamagi.
He was so attached to Ramachandra. So he's asking Srinivas, don't take him away. Srinivas, diction of thankfulness. So they didn't meet so much times, they communicated.
So now
both of them traveled all over that part of India so much. But when they made that first Gaur Purnima festival at Kesari in Narottam's place, then they were there together for a long time. And when Narottam was instructed, you know, to install these five different deities and the names were given and
everything.
And Srinivas did all the pujas. Narottam did the kirtan. That was the time that all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, the kirtan was so amazing that all the associates of Lord Chaitanya suddenly appeared. The Panchatattva and all Haridas Thakur. So kirtan went on and on till late in the night.
Kirtan dhaka dhaka.
By the will of the Lord, it ended. And they were together a lot, and all the devotees were experiencing great love and service to each other.
So
and Janava Mata, the wife of Lord Nityananda, she was also there.
So Nityananda Mataji,
and she cooked.
And
then she was serving all the
devotees.
And she was trying to serve her, but she refused. She served everyone first. So this is, you know, very auspicious to remember these people. There's unlimited pastimes given in Chaitanya Bhagavad and many other books. Especially in Bhakti Ratnakara. Srinivas and Narottam, like main people. So we want to learn to follow in their footsteps. Srinivas was especially known for his crying. His ecstatic tears. People couldn't believe that one body could produce so many tears. When he would meet Narottam, or they would embrace, and he'd be, their clothes would become completely wet. Some tears. You don't see anything like that very common. We see people cry, women cry, you know, usually. But maybe the face gets a little water. But this was something that was noted about Srinivas many times. And he was feeling, you know, intense separation from. From Lord Chaitanya and his associates. Because he never got to really meet them. But that's what he, you know, he wanted. But this ecstatic friendship that he had with Narottam. When Narottam came to Vrindavan, then Srinivas took him around and introduced him to everybody. And it seemed like they were practically the same person. They both were so beautiful, physically beautiful. And so ecstatic, they just reminded anyone who saw them of Lord
Chaitanya.
And anyone who associated with Lord Chaitanya, they were so much distressed, you know, with Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, that when they would see them, they would feel peaceful. So this is the day. Do you have a cow festival or anything? Do you have a cow festival or anything?
We don't find it.
I don't know what they do in Vrindavan.
Who wants to go to Vrindavan?
I'm not so much exactly know about what is Gopāsa. I know that Radharani dressed up as a cowherd boy. That way she can be right with Krishna and nobody would know.
He's saying that that's the day when Krishna got the rights to actually hurt.
Krishna what?
For the first place to hurt grown up cows.
And that's when Krishna, okay. When Krishna got old enough to take care of the cow instead of chaos. He's very young, right? I mean, you know, it's hard to believe that a boy is that young. But Balaram, he told me, Srimati Yashoda, she always wanted to go with him to protect Krishna in the forest. And she keeps following and following, and they say, you have to work to go home, you have to go home. Balaram told her, we don't have to do anything. The cows just follow Krishna, so there's no problem. Wherever we go, they just follow. We don't have to. All we do is play.
हम फिर खेलते रहते हैं.
एंड इवन नाउ यू सी दोस कवर्ड पीपल इन वृंदावन दे आर प्लेइंग.
अभी भी आप बाहर वालों को देखेंगे वृंदावन में, तो खेलते कूदते रहते हैं.
That's the village life. So then anyway, that's one stage of Krishna's growing up. First they come to the point where they can take care of the calves.
So Krishna,
then when they take care of the cows, of course they go deep in the forest. And that's when it's just the boys and the cows. The gopis can follow up to a certain point. But at a certain point they said that women can't go this heavy duty forest. And Mother Yashoda would be trying to follow also. But you know, boys, you don't want your mother around when you're just playing around. And it was a daily affair that demon would come. And Krishna would kill the demon. So we don't have the record of all the demons, only the biggest ones. Like in the parampara, there's so many gurus, and then all listed, it couldn't list to be too many. One place described that, you know, the boys would be so plain and they'd be so absorbed in playing, they would not remember to eat lunch. But at lunchtime, a demon would show up. And Krishna would kill the demon and they'd, oh yeah, it's time for lunch. I think they're going home also. They forget. Another demon comes, Krishna kills the demon. Oh yeah. So that, you know, these leelas are like this Dhammadharman, this time when the prayer is, you know, that there's nothing better than meditating on and remembering these leelas of Krishna. Of course, that's even a very small childhood before the chaos.
So most
I don't know if everybody saw that truck yesterday with the Dhammadhar Leela on it. And in the Rath Yatra, one truck had the Dhammadhar Leela.
So
everybody see that? It's very cute, huh? Those children were very tolerant. Stand there, one boy tied up all day. Mother Yashoda waving a stick. Different. So this is the prayer, you know, just don't care for even liberation. Even Vaikuntha. Not even really asking for Goloka. Just asking to remember this Dhammadhar
Leela.
So here it is, and you know, we should meditate deeply in this
month.
Tell you what they do in the Middle East, in Dubai. They don't have temple there. They have many, many devotees. So during the Damodar month, they, different teams get together and they just contact people to go to their house and do a Damodar Aarti. So many times it's new people. Hindus, but they're not, you know, really Krishna bhaktas, but they introduce them that way. And everybody likes that. We'll just come to your house and do a little arti. They give them a little Damodar altar, you know, fold up one, and they give a magazine about Damodar.
Or
sing a song and tell Vasalila a little bit. And of course there's many, many apartments and sometimes the neighbors hear it and they come to mind. So they go to about 5,000 houses. CD of 5 or 6 different versions of people singing the song and descriptions of the Leela in Hindi and
English.
It's a very good way to, you know, reach out. Some of the devotees there even made a Rath Yatra, they made a little cart. And they would go to somebody's house and go around inside the house. And everybody saying, come to my house. When they have Rath Yatra, they hire a big hall and they do it inside. Sometimes they have 3,000 devotees. The card is like this wide. You just go around and around. We have to do Rath Yatra different in different places. In Singapore, they rent a sports stadium. And they just go around the track. Devotees come, 3,000 devotees. Can't always go out in the street. Parashuram Prabhu from the UK. He did 27 Rath
Yatras.
Goes all over Scandinavia and different places. So this is Jagannath's mercy. This is the mood of the Goswami. Can do anything for Krishna. Only thinking of Krishna. So Srinivas, he definitely had that mood. If you want to understand the mind of Srinivas today, you can study Goswami Ashtakam. See how he's realizing that. Which is the mood of the gopis. Okay, any comment or question?
Go
post ashtami is the day when they clean the cattle. It's post ashtami, today's post ashtami also. This is the day they clean the cattle shed.
Oh yeah, ghost ashtami.
That is also that.
Cleaning the cattle shed. We have one?
Ghost ashtami jo hai, is the guy ka jo goshara ko sabhai ka.
Okay, anything else?
I'll push.